ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Sugya on Kufayim. The base starts on the bottom of Kuf Samach Tesom Ebeis. Havol Yidin B'shtar U'B'chazaka. Yidin B'shtar Devei Rebbe Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Omar B'chazaka. To be mazbe this machlekes, the Gemara in Kuf Ayin has four mahalchim to be mazbe. What's the machlekes? As Hashem will see halakim of the beer in the machlekes. The first hasber in the machlekes is they're arguing if Oisius are nignes b'mesira or not. Reb Shimon Gamliel savar ain't nignes. They're not nignes b'mesira. Memele he's matzirich chazaka. When Rebbe holds Isis on Niknis b'mesira, as Rashbam says, Lefize Rebbe's Lashitose that we had on Dafayin Vav, Vishtar Choiv, Shoisis Niknis b'mesira, as the Rashbam Lashitose that we saw in the Sugya Koidim, that the Rashbam learns that these two machleksim of Isis Niknis b'mesira, the one by Shtar Choiv and the one over here by Kinyan Sader, is the exact same machlekes. In the Rashbam over here, when he brings down the sheet of Rebbe that Oisius is Niknes b'Mesira by Shtar Choiv, he makes a Sofa, which is a Yediyah Rabosi. He says, Rebbe Sofa Oisius Niknes b'Mesira, that's a Divrei HaMashul, Kivan Shemosel Oyes Ashtar B'Yodai Kona HaChoiv, Mishtabi Loi Loiva Lezeh HaKoina, Kamo Yishu Meshubi L'Malva. Zog the Rashbam, that when you sell Ashtar Choiv, as you koine the etzem choiv, you're not just koine the shtar, you're not just koine the shiva nechosim, you're koine the choiv also. It's a big chiddush. The Rosh in Ksubis and Daf Pei Vav, the Rashba before and Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, both of them bring down the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam says that mechir shtaris, it's only shayach to sell the shibud karkois, but it's not shayach to sell the etzem choiv. Different shinus and the Rishainim, why you can't sell the choiv, it's ainu be'en, it's ainu b'shusoy, ainu shaloi, komin ainu schois in the Rishainim, avalamaisa, the Rishainim say the choiv is not a bar mechira. The Shbam over here is mevur that you could sell the etzim choiv. As the etzim nekuda, if you could sell a choiv or not, is totally on a grace of machlekes Rishainim. In the Rashi in Suvis, Rashi and Daf Nun Hayamid Beis, Rashi learns that you could sell a choif with a kinyan agav. In Taisis before, there's two Taisis. On Taisis and Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, we had the Taisis argues and says it's not shaykh a kinyan by a choif. Yes, a kasha from the Gemara and Daf Kuf Memches. Abba Taisis, the Olam had before and Daf Kuf Memches. Taisis learns is Matcha the Raya from the Gemara, and over there Taisis learns you could sell a choiv like Rashi and Ksubis Nunhei. As Kum Techois, we have a Rashi and Ksubis Nunhei, you could sell a choiv. And Taisis Bayos and Kuf Memches goes that way and is Miyashiv all the Shilas on Rashi. So that would be a Pesach to the Rashbam. The Rashbam goes with the Yeshitas that hold that you could sell a choiv. Rashi over there is going with Kinyan Agav, and the Rashbam is going by Mechir Ashtaris. Over there, it's a Misoid. You see, they have a common denominator. However, the Rabbeinu Tam is a very strong shayla on this. The Rabbeinu Tam is Mechiach, you can't sell a choiv, because if you sold the choiv, why is the halacha that you could be Meichel? Dainu, after the Meicher sells the shtar to someone else, if he wants, he could be Meichel. Frek the Rabbeinu Tam, if he sold the choiv and it's not his choiv anymore, how could it be moichel? Bishleim lefi the Rabbeinu Tam, he only sold the shibud karkois. He didn't sell the etzim choiv, so he could be moichel the choiv. If the Rishbam over here is mevur that you sell the etzim choiv, as had his mechila help. There's an interesting lashon in the Rishbam by us when he says this word that you sell the choiv. The lashon of the Rishbam is kol zman shalei chozeru mochlo. Meaning, if you chazu machloi, then you don't sell the choiv. Kilu mashman the Rashbam, that the mechiras achoiv is betnai, that he's not chazu machloi. If he's chazu machloi, he doesn't want to sell the choiv. So, rizig a chiddush. Zog up, so, grois of vort. Yeah, take. Oh. Okay, as Rebbe is l'shita say that Rebbe holds Aisius Nignus b'mesira, and who are b'shtar kinyan, shtar choiv. As Rebbe always holds Aisius Nignus b'mesira, that's why he holds Nidim b'shtar. Reb Shimon Gamliel is choilik, and he holds that a shtar, you can't, if you're moiser shtar, you're not koine. As therefore, you it's mahani the chazaka. Befrag sich the shayla, are the chazaka we're talking about, Kipshutai is the Cheskes Gimel Shanim. As the Cheskes Gimel Shanim only works if there's a Maisa Kinyan. As a Bezei, if the Kinyan doesn't work, I know if you were talking about it, we said he sold it with Mechira Shtar, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it's not Chal. As a Bezei, why does it help the Cheskes Gimel Shanim? As therefore, the Rishbam and Ritva learn that Enoch Inami, Lefidis Mahalech in the Gemara, when Reb Shimon Gamliel says Chazaka, he doesn't mean Cheskas Gimel Shanim, like he means L'maskana, the Gemara B'levara, Komiflegi. He has a new pshat, Chazaka over here means the Kinyan Chazaka. The Hainu, one of the ways that Karka is Nikne is with the Kinyan Chazaka. As he means, you have Edim that you did a Kinyan Chazaka. As Lefize, Rebbe holds, you're koine with the shtar, as you don't have to have a kinyan chazaka, you could be koine with a kinyan shtar. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is arguing and saying that you're koine with a kinyan chazaka, not with a kinyan shtar. Yad Raman, the Ramban, acholik on this Rishpam. They say that lemaskana lefida teretz b'levarer, chazaka means cheskes gimel shanim, and that's really the pashtis. But chazaka is mashma cheskes gimel shanim. What do you do with the Rishbam's question? He said he bought it with a shtar. So, what does the Cheskes Gimel Shanim help? Azok, the Ramban and the Ramah, that over here we're talking about with the Cheskes Gimel Shanim, he could say many things. He could say he bought it with a shtar, and he could bought it with another Kinyan. Azavada, the Chazoka means Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And he's saying that he bought it with a shtar, or he bought it with another kinyan. He did two kinyan. He did kesef, he did shtar. We're just talking about what his raya is. His raya is the cheskes gimel shanim. What his taina is, that we're not talking about. Zok di yad rama, lefi the way he's learning the Gemara and the Ramban, as you see, anakuda chiddush in the Gemara, that the din shel cheskes gimel shanim works not only when you bought it with a shtar, but even when you bought it with shtar kinyanim, afilu hachi, and there's no shtar, afilu hachi, the cheskes gimel shanim works. The Yad Rama brings another raya from the Hemshech of the Gemara also, the next teretz of the Gemara. Abaya v'ravina is, it's talking about with the edim sulim in the shtar, or there's no edim sima in the shtar, but the shtar doesn't work, and it's mahani chazaka. It's a tiny diad rama. Over there also, there's no shtar, and afilu mahani cheskes gimel shanim. Now, if you look at the Rishbam in the next sugya, also, the Rishbam is in Divri HaMasar Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Rishbam over there says that lefi that teretz of the Gemara, what does chazaka mean? Like the Shabbam's learning over here, it's talking about we did a kinyan of chazaka, not a cheskes gimel shanim. Kum dechayis, the Shabbam is choylik on the Ramah, and the next sugya also. Both sugyas, the Shabbam is choylik. The choyra, there would be a grace of makam to be medayik that the Shabbam holds, not like the Ramban and the Ramah. I know the Ramah says, if you the way the Ramban and the Ramah are learning, you see a chiddush in the Gemara that cheskes gimel shanim works, even if you don't have a shtar. The Rishbam Moed Yitochin is choylik on this yisoid, and he holds cheskes gimel shanim only works with a shtar. As Mamela, if the shtar doesn't work, you have to come on to say that we're not talking about cheskes gimel shanim, we're talking about cheskes kinyan. Now, why would the Rishbam hold that a chazaka only works b'koyach hashtar? But in order to explain it, you need two hakadamas. Hakadama number one, the Rishbam and Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis holds that cheskes gimel shanim is a takanas chachamim. It doesn't work, kilu, nidalei micha, there's a umdina that it says. If that would be the case, what would be the difference? No, it's a Takonis Chachamim. Rishbam over there is going on the Gemara of Yisrael Habam Machmaso Akum, that he doesn't have a chazaka. As Rishbam says, why doesn't an Akum have a chazaka? Because Cheskis Gimel Shanim is a Takonis Chachamim, and Chazal weren't misakin a Takonis Chachamim for Goyim. As Aleph, the Rishbam holds Cheskis Gimel Shanim is a Takonis Chachamim. Beis, the Rishbam and Daf Lamed is Masbid the Gemara over there, that the Gemara is Medama Chazaka Lashtar, that the Gedda Takonis Chachamim is Chazaka B'Mokom Shtar Koyin, King Kosu, the Rishbam and Lamed Omid Beis, Lamed Gimel Omid Aleph, and other places. Many times the Rishbam says this Yisoid, Chazaka is B'Mokom Shtar Koyin. That the Gedda Takonis Chazal was they said the Chazaka works B'Mokom Shtar. As lefi zeh, it's a takonis chachamim. And the gedda, the takonis chachamim was that they said, rechazaka is kilo, you have a shtar. It's oimid b'makam shtar. And therefore, the Rishbam holds before. It has dine shtar. As efshel loima, that they were only tiknu b'makam where there's a shtar. But when there's no shtar, as then chazal weren't misakin the musig of chazaka. It's a chiddush, but betzem you see in the Ramah. The Ramah has to bring a raya to the yisoid. As to choyz the yisoid is a chiddush. As in Cain, we could taina, mean that the Rishbam learns both sugis differently. It will be a mokah that the Rishbam argues. It's ma'id matim with the shittas Rishbam that we had in Cheskes Abatim, that chazaka is b'makom shtar koi. The second Malach of the Gemara is that there's a chsarin in the Edim. Let's move over to the third Malach of the Gemara. The third Malach of the Gemara is, the Machlekes is Moide B'Shtar Shechotz V'Tzarech L'Kaimai. The Hainu, the Shiloh here is, if you could use the Shtar, is when he tain is Parakti, as he's Moide that the Shtar is not Mezuyif, and the Shtar is Einu Mekuyim. Are you allowed to use the shtar? Rebbe holds the shtar is kosher, because he was minded that it's kosher. And Reb Shem Ramliel is chaylik, he holds the shtar doesn't work. Because Kolzman, the shtar is not makuyim, you can't use it. Oh. As what's the hezber in the machloikis? As the shpam, in divri amasul ein sarach lekaimai, is a shayla. How could there be a mandiyama that holds that when he says parua, he's not neman, and that you could be goiva from him? Hareya pesha, so a pesha hitter. He, if he wanted to, he could have kept quiet, and then the shtar would be puzzled, because it's a shtar sheinu makoyim. He went ahead, he offered the information that it wasn't mezuyif, but he said with basachas that it's parua. You should say a pesha asa. Who a pesha hitter? That's a mshaila, Taisis es and ksubis. And after your test also, just Taisis es with the nusach of migui. You should be neman with a migui. Migui, you could have said mizui if you should be neman to say parua. Is how could there be a man the yomar that he's not neman? As the Rishbam is miyashiv. The betzem. Even if he says mizuyif, b'etzem he shouldn't be believed. Lo yehanu lach shelezeh lekeach b'kach shalei nechti yisrael lasa shtaras mizuyofim. Elo shechmiru chachomim. The whole takon of kiyim is a chumra de chachomim, latzich kiyim. The only time they were matzich kiyim is hecha de ma'ara le, when he says it lehedya. Mashenkin over here, he didn't say it lehedya. This is Rishbam, as you say this digger Rishbam, let's go step by step. Number one, in this Rishbam is Mavur, that which we say that Kiyum is Midrabanan is going B'Makam Irer, because the Rishbam is talking about even when the person is Ma'ar and says it's Mezuyif, really we shouldn't believe him. It's only a Chumra de Chachamim that we believe him. As the Shach in Simen Mem Vav, Sifkat and Tess, the famous Shach that he brings a shita. The Mordechai, Mishem Rabbeinu Avikter, the Mordechai is at the end of Kedushin Tovkov Samach Test. It says that which we say Kim Shtaras is the Rabbanon is only when he wasn't Taina Mezuyif. When he Taina is Mezuyif, then Kim Shtaras is the Raisa. the Shach S and S and things on it by Riches Dele, Tainus, all the Rishonim argue on it. He goes to be Marich to bring Rayas and Rishonim connected this Rabbeinu Avichter. And he holds, says, all the Rishonim hold that which Kim Shtaras Darabanan is even when he Tainus Mezuyif. As he brings a Shudah Marich that argues Lahedion, this Rabbeinu Avichter. And the Marik brings a Raya from this Rashbam. It's the big mucker of the Marik, because the Rashbam is talking about where he's tining Mezuyif, and Afilu Hachi, he says, Kiyam is Darabanan. Not the same Lashon you have in Taisis and Ksubis and Yud Tes. It's Bein in the Rashbam, Bein in Taisis and Ksubis, you see that the gather of that you to Kiyam is Darabanan, even when there's a Taina Ziv. Thus is one Diyak in the Rashbam. Another diuk in the Rashbam is that now that Chazal were Mesakin Kiyam, as what's the gedder of Takonis Kiyam? As Yadua, the Beis Alevi in Chelek Gimel, Simen Mem Gimel, the Beis Alevi is Mistapik. Is the gedder of Takonis Kiyam that Midrabanan with Choshish Viziyef, even without an ear? Or is the Gedder Drabanan that when he's Ma'ara, then you're Choshesh L'Ziv. As the Beis Alevi boys, it's a Machlekes, Taisis in the Ramban, Taisis in Gittin, Beis Amid Aleph, and in many other places, in Ksubis Sadik Beis Amid Beis, B'Mitzia Yud Gimel Amid Beis, is only when he Tainis Mezuyif, as then Chazal Mesakin Kiyam. It's also Meduyik in Taisis and Yud Tes. The Ramban is Cholek, the Ramban we had before on Daf Ayin. We saw Tshuvas Ramban in the Sefer Truma in Klal Simen Ches brings a Tshuvas Ramban that says, Kol Shtar She'inu Mekuyim B'cheskes Mezuyifu B'chaspa B'yalmahu. As kum dechois, it's a machlekes. Teish Rashid is only when you taina, then midrabanan they were matzich kiyam. And the Ramban sheet is no, even before you taina, midrabanan they were matzich kiyam. Why? The Yeshua says you read the Sadairus, then more mesayfim in the world. Whatever the Hezbo be, midrabanan we will choshesh leziv. As in the Rashbam over here, there's a big diak that the Rashbam holds like Teishis. Because the Rashbam says, Ela shech miru chachamim lahatzach kiyam heicho dema'aro leo. Refers in the words of the Rashbam like Taisis, that the only time you need kiyam is when he's ma'aro. But before he's ma'aro, the Rabbanim weren't matzach kiyam. What's that mean? Lahedya in the Rashbam like Taisis. Okay. Some kinim advarim. Before we go into the guf hapshad of the Rashbam, we learned two heavy yisaidus in the Rashbam. Aleph, the din of Kiyam Darabanan is even when he's ma'ara. Midaraisa, even when he's ma'ara, he's not neman. Beis, the din Darabanan is they said, Lepachus, when he's ma'ara, you need Kiyam. Abba, before he's ma'ara, there's no takana Darabanan that you need Kiyam. Now let's come back to the Guv Divrei HaRashbam, Klapi HaSugya. The Rashbam is saying, he asked the question that Lechari have a Pesha also Pesha Hitir. It's like the Rashbam, it's a Chumra di Alma that he's Naman to say Mezuyif. It's therefore you don't have a Pesha also and a Pesha Hitir. The Tzarech Beers, what's the Teretz? He still has a Pesha also. If he would have kept quiet, he would have won the Din Taira. As he still has a Pesha also. As what's the Rashbam saying? That the. There's no Pesha Asa. As Bedas the Rashbam, you could say, what's the Yisoid of Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitta? The Yisoid of Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitta is that you need me. Without me, you wouldn't have a shtar. As I'm shafing the shtar for you. As Boy Bemida that you name in me, that it's a shtar, a Pesha Asa, who a Pesha Hitta? As believe me that it's Parua. If that's the aside of Pesha Asa, Azag the Rashbam, over here we don't need you to make the shtar. Harei be'etzem the shtar is a kosher shtar midaraisa. Even though midrabanan you need kiyam, that's only when he's tining mezuyif. But over here, ad kama, you're not tining mezuyif, the shtar is a kosher shtar. As im kain, you're not apesha osir. You didn't make the shtar into a shtar with your haidah. We don't need you to make the shtar into a shtar. The shtar is a kosher shtar even without you. Ad kama, you're not tining mezuyif. Because what's the whole reason why you should be neman with a pesha osir? Dahinu, you made the shtar, a peshita, therefore you're neman to break the shtar. Zog der Shbam, over here you're not making the shtar. The shtar is good. Ad kama you don't tainu mizuyif. That would be a way of explaining the Rashbam. However, the Tesis in Ksubis and Yud Tes brings down this Rashbam. And Tesis in Ksubis says this answers the question from Migui also. It doesn't only answer Pesha Asar. And thus is very shver. How does it answer the question from Migui? Migui is, if he was a liar, he would have said the other taina. From the fact he didn't say the other taina, you see he's an emistic person. Hooray, he could still taina the other taina. He could taina mezuyah. From the fact that he's not taining mezuyah, if you see he's an emistic person. As lom desahin, lom desaher. It is a shtar, it's not a shtar. The maise, he has a migui. If he was a liar, he would have said the other taina. As what's pshat in Taisus? The way Tesis brings down the Rishbam, that it's a yishuv on the shayla of migui. As there's a famous koyvet shiurim in Chelik Beis Simin Gimel. As the koyvet shiurim over there wants to be mechadish, that in migui there's two dinim. There's one din, the standard din that we have is the lashon of shas in a bunch of places. Mali l'shakir, Yavaraya, he's an emesdikah person, because if he wouldn't be an emesdikah person, he would have said the other one. Oh, but there's another din in Migui. The din of Koyach HaTaina. That the way Migui works is that whatever Koyach you had with the Taina, you could have Taina, as you bring it over to this Taina. Being that it was Biyadai to say the other Taina and you would have won, as whatever you're Taining now has that Koyach HaTaina. As Rebbe Chanan wants to say, you could use one or the other. On that, there are many shailas. Rav Nochum and Rav Asher went that you need both dinim. There are rayas that there is koyach hataina. As they wanted to say, you always need both dinim. As they bazei, you need koyach hataina also. So that's Agdama Aleph to be Mazbetaisis. There's a migui of koyach hataina. What's the Shailan Taisis? Ay, he has a Mali Lashakir. Oh, the Enoch Inami, the Chsarin over here is not in the Mali Lashakir, because he could Taina Mizuyif if he wants. He has a Mali Lashakir. The Chsarin's in the Koyach HaTaina. What's the Sarin in the Koyach HaTaina? As Rebbe Chanan is Mitzayin to Iran, that Aav is Neman to say Kidashti is beat, even though it's a Davar Sheberva. A Bezog Duran, if he wants to bring it over with a Migui to say a different Taina, let's say she's a Shvuya and she's Tahira, as that the father's not Neman, I he has a Migui. Zog Duran, that which the Taira gave Nemanis to the Av is a Chiddush. Ein lecha baya lechidushai. The Taira only gave the Nemanis to Av when he says Kidashti. When he starts saying other things, the Taira didn't give the Nemanis. In Koyach HaTaina, you could understand the Ran. The Ran saying there's certain Tainas where the Koyach is only when you Taina that Taina itself, but you can't bring it over to somewhere else. Because the whole Musig that you're Neman is a Chiddush. As Ein Lecha Baya L'Chidusha, you can't bring it over to somewhere else. As Im Kinam Advarim, Zok Rebbe Chanan, Kem Amaz B'Zayin Taisis, the way he brings their Shpam, that it's a Teretz on Migui also. The word is that Aleph Nochinami in the Chsarin of Mali L'Shaker, that there's no Chsarin. I could have Taina Mezuyif. But Mali L'Shaker is not enough. You have to bring over the Koyach HaTaina. As the Lashon of the Rishbam in Taisus is, Taina Ziyif is a Chiddush. Hare Midaraisi you're not Neman. It's only a Chumrah Rabbanan that we're Choshish for Ziyif. As Rabbanan said, we're only going to be worried about Ziyuf when you tain it. But to bring that Koyach HaTaina to something else that you can't do. As thus is the Arichas Dvarim, the Mahalach of the Rishbam, and the Mahalach of Taisis B'das, the Rishbam. What's Takib Shan in the Mandi Yomar? of Moed B'Shtar Shekosvoy, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai. How could he not be Neman? He has a Pesha Asi, he has a Migui. We saw the Hishbam's Mahalach. Tesis is Mahalach B'Das the Hishbam. Rather, Tesis over there says another Mahalach, which is much easier. He says that he's Yari Loimim Mizuyif, because the Edom could come and be Machishim. Thus is a Eifin Kal, an easier way of explaining the Mandiyama. So if you that thesis, what's the machlekes? It's a machlekes if you say Yari Loimer or not. Okay. This is one nekuda. Oh. In the Beis HaLevi, makes a big deal in the Gemara. The lashon of the Gemara is over here. V'imekayimle, Rebbe Sava Amoide B'shtashe Kosvei Tzarech L'kayimai. V'imekayimle Gova Palga, V'iloi Chaspa Be'almahu. A state lehedi in the Gemara, that a shtashe Einu Mekuyim, is a Chaspa Be'almahu. And if you look, it's the lashon of the Gemara, B'mitziya Dav Zayin Amid Aleph also. Frekter Beis HaLevi, B'shleim according to the Ramban. That a shtar b'loy kiyum is a chaspa, there's a chash ziyuf. As the lashon of the Gemara is gevaldik, being that it's a shtar shein makuyim, it's a chaspa ba'alma. Aber, if you learn like the Rishpam by us, in Tesin Ksubis and Yutes, that they hold that a shtar b'loy kiyum is a good shtar, only if you tain a mezuyah, if you break the shtar. Because over here, where you're not tining mezuyif, why does the Gemara say chaspa bi'almahu? This is the big deal of the Beis HaLevi, like the sheet of the Ramban. As the Beis HaLevi says that you could have said a mahalach to be miyashiv, Rashi and Tesis, Alpi Rabbeinu Gershom and Asugim Baba Basa. Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the Gemara says that the reason why it's a chaspa bi'almahu is because it was we're talking about a tzir where the shtar fell down, it was nafal, as there's a reyesa de nefila. As over here, where there's a reyesa de nefila, as then the shtar is a chaspa b'alma. Be'emes, rekiveigan, daf bezom et aleph in gittin has a tzad, when there's a reyesa de nefila, you need kiyam daraisa. That's in svar of the Rabbeinu Gershom, b'daim ezel, you have in Rabbi Kiveiga. You can zog zayashen. The only time we find that by yashtar shein makuyim the Gemara calls it a chaspa is only by yashtar shenofal. Azim kain, the diak of the Beis HaLevi is mamish fakert. The Gemara talks about yashtar shein makuyim so many times. Why bedavka and bababasa kuf ayin, Dafka over there, the sugya says that it's a chaspa b'alma, and not anywhere else, because over here it's talking about it's here where it's nafal Israel. Then the Gemara is mamish lehepach. Not only it's not meduyik keneged Rashi and Taisis, it's meduyik like Rashi and Taisis, the Rishpam and Taisis. However, even though it's a mefurish Rabbeinu Gershom, of the Beis HaLevi asked an eisen ashayla. He asked that the Gemara by us, L'chayr is Muchach, not like the Rabbeinu Gershom. Hagam the Rabbeinu Gershom is going in our Gemara. Why? Because we have two machleks in with Reb Shimon Gamliel and someone and Rebbe in this din of Moed B'Shtar Shekosvoy. One machlek is in our sugya, and one machlek is by Shtar Shenofal. And the Gemara asks that it's a stira, and the Gemara says, okay, you should be Meipichit. Frek de Beis HaLevi, lefi the way the Rabbeinu Gershom is learning, that by Moed B'Shtar Shekosvoy, there's more reason lifsol. As how could the Gemara compare the two machleksim? Hare the Moed B'Shtar Shekosvoy by Shtar Shenofal is much worse than the Moed B'Shtar Shekosvoy of our sugya, which is talking about where the shtar didn't fall when he's holding it in his hand. As how could the Gemara compare the two? As muchach in the Gemara, that you can't say this chilek that nafal isra makes it worse. As the ma'aseh to Rabbeinu Gershom, Rabbeinu Gershom says it The Beis Halevi asks an Eisner Shaila. You have to know how to answer the Beis Halevi Shaila under Rabbeinu Gershom. In the Etzim Gemara, is a grace Shaila. The Gemara is Mavur by the Tzir of Shtar Shenofal that the Malv is holding on to Hef and the Loiv is holding on to Hef, as therefore we say Yachloiku. In fact, Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, that L'choira does the Shtar have a din of Shtarcha B'yadi my boy or not? I know, what's the reason why you can't tie up a righty when he's holding a Shtar? If the reason why you can't tie up a righty when you're holding a Shtar is because the Klal of Shtarcha B'yadi my boy, which is the Pashtis, that there's a Umdina. If I paid you, why are you holding the Shtar? As must be that I didn't pay you. As in this seer, do you have the Umdina or not? If you have the Umdina, even though we know the Malva found it, but because he's holding on to it, you have the Umdana, then he shouldn't be Neman to say Paraiti Bukhlal. Why is he only Neman to say Paraiti on half the money? And if he doesn't have the Umdana, then he should be Neman to say Paraiti ala kol. How could you say Yachloiku? Shtarcha biyadi, my boy, is a simple Umdana. As if you have the Umdana, then he shouldn't be Neman Bukhlal. And if you don't have the Umdana, he should be Neman Lagamri. How could it then be Yachloiku when he's tiny Paraiti? So in this Gemara is a great Saraya to the Yisoid of Reb Chaim. That Reb Chaim said that the Din of Shtarcha B'yadi, my boy, chutz from the Umdene, also has another Din in Dine Shtaris. That the Shtar is Meir, that there's no Pirayim. As Lamaisa, the way it's printed in the stencil, B'Shem Reb Chaim, it's one way. Reb Chaim over there says that the din of Shtar Chaviyadi, my boy, is not an Umdana, it's only a din in Shtar, and he says it's Miskusei Ashtar. That Reb Nachum said it over differently. Reb Nachum said it over that both dinam are true, because there's Rayas Malayas in Rishonim that it's Mishum Umdana also. But Mishum the Umdana, therefore the Shtar is made that there's no Pirayan. As then it's good. If it's not just the Umdana, it's a din in the Shtar, as on the Chetzi that the Malv is holding on to, being that he's holding on to it, it's a Shtar, Viyara Malv, it's a Kosher Shtar, as it says that there's no Pirayan. Masha'en Kane, on the other half, that there is no, on the other half that he's not holding on to, as it doesn't have a Torah Shtar on it, as therefore he could tie in a Paraiti. It's Muchach in the Gemara that Paraiti is the reason why you can't tie in is Mishum Adin, not just because the Yomdina. As that's one Yisoid Reb Chaim you see in the Gemara. Reb Chaim bought another Yisoid that said over a different Yisoid also that he bought in this Gemara. The Rishbam by us says, what do you say Yachleiku in the Choyv? It's a chiddush. Taisus in Bamitzia Zayin Amid Bey says, you say Yachloiku in the Shtar. Dahainu, how much you would sell the Shtar in the Shuk, because you're holding on to a Shtar. As you make a chaluk in the value of the Shtar. But the Shpam Bayah says that Yachloiku is in the Choyv. Frek Reb Chaim, the Shnayim Oichsim is in the Shtar, not in the Choyv. Zok Reb Chaim, in this Rashbam, it's also Shittas HaRambam, you see a big Yisoid. You see that when a person's holding on to the Shtar, it's Ki'ilu he's holding on to the Choyv. Being that Al Yedei the Shtar, you could be Goyva the Choyv, as therefore, when you're holding on to the Shtar, it's Ki'ilu you're holding on to the Choyv. So Svar HaDoima in the Rabbeinu Gershom on Kusamach Tesame Beis, he says that when you give over the Shtar, you coin the Karka, because the Shtar is Afsar of the Ara. Ayudei the Shtar, you hold on to the Karka. It's the Shtar is what gives you the Kinyan in the Karka. It's a Raya on the Karka. As B'Doima Lezek Klapi the Choyv, the Shtar is a Raya on the Choyv. As when you're holding on to the Shtar, it's Kilu, you're holding on the Choyv. As a male, it's shy to make a chaluk on the choiv, because there's a shtayim oichsin on the chayv. So if it's in kinyan advarim, in this sugya, in the Gufa Gemara, you see a raya to Yisrael Reb Chaim that shtarchu biyadi, my boy, is not only a umdina. Reb Chaim brought another raya from the Gemara, from the Rashbam, where the Rashbam learns the Gemara, the chaluk is in the chayv, that when you're holding, when your eich is in the shtar, it's kilo your eich is in the chayv. One last yediyah rabasi, mitzvah lefar, same. And the Rabbeinu Gershom says the reason why you do chalukah is midin mamen hamutal b'safik yachloiku. Reb Nochum ki yedua made a grace of ofrais in Bab Metzia. There's a grace of shaila. Why do you make chalukah? As Taisvis and many learn that it's midin muchsik because each one a nansadi. He's holding on to chetzi. He's toughest b'chetzi. We saw b'daimelaz and Rishpam on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis b'shem derach, it's kilu, each one is odig b'chetzi. But the Rabbeinu Gershom Bayas learns that the chaluk of Shnayim Eichsin is midin momen hamutal b'sofik cholken, which is really the nusach of the Rishbam on Daf Ches, the nusach of Rashi in Bab Metzia Daf Ches, that Reb Nochum made famous, that Rashi learns the chaluka is midin mamen hamutal b'safik. Some wanted to be matcher of Nochum's diyek, that maybe its own Rashi means in the Havamina type. Reb Nochum is mechiach in the sugya over there. That's not what Rashi means type. Of Vinishvi and the Rishbam over here, in the Rabbeinu Gershom over here, is Yadir Abasi, Nochum Rishin. It holds like the Chiddush that the din chaluka of Shnayim Eichsin is midin mamen hamutal b'safik cholken. A little bit zaytik a yedius of a yedius that a mamishastik a yedius. So if avoy namshich to the last mahalach of the Gemara in the Braisa. I know, let's just rechoizer. We had a machlekes about lidin b'shtar b'chazaka. Rebbe holds you need in b'shtar. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel holds you need in b'chazaka. The shaila is vos is the machlekes. As the last, the fourth malach of the Gemara is bilavaruka mifrigi. They're having a machlokes. If someone says that he has a raya, is he mechuyev to be mevara the raya? If we were talking about someone that he spoke out lehedya, he has a shtar and a chazaka. As being that he spoke out lehedya, that he has a shtar and a chazaka, does he have to prove both or not? Thus is the Shaila. As over here, this is a Machlekes Rishonim. What will be if he's not Mevar? Is this Din Levar a Din Lechatchila to be Mevar? Or is the Din Levar a Din even B'dieved? What's the gather of this Din Levar? As the Shpam on the top of Kufa Yinami base. Rashbam says, "Ve'im loy biru dvarav hifsid." That if he's not mevarer, he loses the Torah. Mechem pirish Rabbeinu Zikni, dahenu Rashi in Perek Zeboirer. It's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, daf lamed gimel amud beis in the sugya over there. That if he's not mevarer, he's mafsid the din Torah. And Tosis on the top of Kufayin amud beis, Tosis is cholik. Taisus says, why should he lose the Din Torah? Just because he added a piece of information that he would have won the Din Torah if he didn't add, because he could win with a shtar or with a chazak. Okay, so he said he had both. As he added an extra piece of information, why should he lose the Din Torah? Because he added an extra piece of information. Azak Taisus, einachin nami. There's no din that he's mafsid. It's a din lachatchila. That he has to be mevara. Tzorach levara, lefi tesis. What's this din lechatchila? Over here we're talking about dinei mominis. Other you have a schus in bezdin, other you don't have a schus in bezdin. What's this din levara? Is the tesis rush over here uses a sprach that it's lotzis yidei shamayim. So it's for the chiddush, meaning kilo. He knows the truth, as if he knows he wins the Din Torah, why does he have to be Lotzis Yidei Shamayim? As the Mashal is a little bit midui, he starts off Lotzis Yidei Shamayim also, but then he fears and he says, there's a maila, because if you're going to say he has to be mevarer, as then if he sees that he can't be mevarer, he's going to be more mukhun to make a pshara. He's going to be more mukhun to be moida ala emes. So making a din levarer today that kilu, if it's really not emes, he should be moida or be mispasha. And he's learning that's the kilu together of lotis yidei shamayin, that if it's not true, he'll give in more. Yeah. Okay, thus is the shita of Tosis in the sugya of levarer. What's pshat in Rashi and the Rishbam? They learn if someone says he has edim and he doesn't bring it, as then he loses the din taira. As l'choyer the kivun is al derech the sugi of huchsik kafrin. You see, if someone tainas a taina and he's huchsik kafrin in the taina, he loses the din taira. Why? Because if he tainas a taina garua, he loses, even though it could be he's a muchsik. Unkoshkin if he's coming to be mighty, but if he taina is a taina, that's a taina garua, he loses the din taira. The marshal is a Mordechai that says that if someone says that the malvu is meichel me, I'm a muksik, mighty mechavir alvaraya, it's not nemon, I'm mighty mechavir alvaraya. It's a milsa deloy mistaber, it's nira kiramois. As when a person taina is a taina, he's nira kiramai, he's not nemon. The Rashi and the Rishbam hold, and if a person says, I have a shtar and I have a edim, and then he doesn't bring him, it's nira kiramois. It's nira, it's not, something's funny over here. He's telling us he has all these things and he's not bringing it. Asumela, he's not neman. The Ksais and Simin, Ayin, Sifkot, and Aleph says that Lufi, the Shita, Rashi and the Rishbam, nira barer. That if he says they had Edim and they went to Medina Sayyam, as over there, Zichar, he's not Mafsid. Only when he says he has Edim and he doesn't bring them, then he's Mafsid. So, feel the way we're learning is Dachzeya Gishmak. When is there a race in the Taino and the Edim are here and he's not bringing them? Luye said, I have Edim and they went to Medina Sayyam. And that's the reason why he can't find them, is there's no race in the Taino that you couldn't bring the Edim. As thus is the Nakuda, Vosgate of the Machlekes of Lavarer or not. Nachon Nakuda in the Sugi is the Gemara Sushtals to another Machlekes. This Machlekes Lavarer, we have two places where you have the Machlekes. And also, it's talking about someone that says he has a shtar in a chazaka. And the Gemara Sushtals to a place where someone says, Preticha b'fnei Pliny and Pliny, does he have to bring the Pliny and Pliny? The Rajba in our sugya brings that in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara has a svara to be machalik. Even though in our Gemara over here, the Gemara learns that this is a machalikus. In any time you say you have a raya, if you have to bring the raya or not, who's mitzayin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, chav gimel amid beis, wants to say that it's only by shtar and chazaka. But stam, someone says he has a raya, he doesn't have to bring the raya. As what's the svara of shtar and chazaka? As the Gemara over there says, because the shtar is ba mikoyach, the chazaka is ba mikoyach the shtar. Rajvis mazbis shneim in yenechod. The chazaka is a raya on the shtar. As it's kilu, it's one big taina that I have a shtar and a chazaka that shows on the shtar. As when it's all one taina, as kilu a taina shabatla miksasa batla kula, if there's a race on the chilik of the taina, you have to be mevara the whole taina. Oh. But when it's two different tainas, as then, mechitesi, you know, I could win with pirayin. And rather I'm saying the pirayin is be'edim, as there could be edim on it, beseder. But it's not one is mikoyach the other one. I could win with this without the other one bichlal. As the fizeh, the Rashba wants to answer the shailin taisis and daf kufayin amid beis taisis and all the rishayim yes is das stira, because over here the Gemara is paskening that you chayev levarer, And the Gemara in Shuas Memalef Amibayis to come us a plainly plainly vamadvar loye dvarim meilam. Amirava kol milsa do rami aledin she lavadait etemad amachos she yasarich yavu plainly plainly via idu. Rektaisis tira from the Gemara in Shuas. Abezak the Rashba for the Gemara in Sanhedrin is dogishmak eteretz enochinami. It's a machlokes asugyas. Our sugya holds that this machlokes is not only by Shtayin Chazaka, but it's by all time that he says a raya. Masha'ein Kain, the Gemara in Shavuos is going like the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The fi that lashon that holds, it's only by Shtayin Chazaka because they're inherently makusher adadi. But by pirayin, then you don't say it. The Mishnah on Kufayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Misha Para Mixes Chayvay. This is a Shaila, what do you do? Rabbi Yehuda Omar Yachlif. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Yichtav Shaiver. As in Yonim of Shaiver, and the Klolim of Shaiver, Bez Hashem will leave to the Sugis Bez Hashem on Kufayin Aleph. By Rikos Bez Hashem. Today we want to focus in on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're Yachlif. The Hainu, when you pareya mixes chayva, you can't leave the shtar the way it is. As you rip up the other shtar and you write a new shtar. As in this Shita of Yachlif, the Gemara brings a Braisa, that the Braisa says when you're Yachlif, as the Edom Mekarnes Ashtar, because when like Shtar Achav Mizman Rishon, that the Edom rip up the original Shtar and they write him Shtar Achav Mizman Rishon, the Gemara brings some Rav, that Rav is Chaylik. Rav says you are Mekarnes Ashtar, like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but Rav holds Bezdin has to be Mekarnes Ashtar. He also holds your Kaisum Yisman Rishon, and that is no Machlekes. No, the Machlekes is who writes the new Shtar. He holds Bezdin is Mekaran Leiv, Kaisum Leiv Shtar Acher. The Gemara is going to say, because you need Bezdin that's Alimi Lafuke Mamayner. And Rabbi Yehuda, the Tan himself, holds that no, the Eidim themselves could be Kareya the Shtar. As Lamaisa, we want to make a Sikum, and these in Yonim, we have three kinds of a shtar that you're writing a new one. That's really the shaychus of all these mishnayos. That's why they're all here. We had the, before, we had on Kuv Samaches, the tzir of Nimchak Shtayroi. Well, there, you're writing a new shtar. On Kuv Samaches Amid Beis, we had the tzir of Ovid Shtayroi when you're writing a new shtar. And now this Mishnah is a hemshech to the Mishnah before, is a tzir where you pireya mixes chayvay, where you're writing a new shtar. As Tosis over here in Kuf Ayin Amid Beis, in the big Tosis on bottom, Divrei HaMasel Ein Halacha, points out that there are different chalukim from the din of Nimchak and the din of Para when you're writing a new shtar, what you do, and he asks what's the differences between the two sugyas. The Mashal, all the way at the end of Tosis, Taisus says that before you need Bezdin, because it says Lefnei Bezdin. And over here, Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't need a Bezdin, Edom can do it. As what's the difference? As Lamaisa, we saw in Rashi, in the Rishbam before, that the Rishbam before argues on Taisus and learns in the Mishnah before also. You don't, it's not done all your day Bezdin, it's done all your day the Edom. If he's at Taisus' Shaila, is not Shver. If he's the Rishbam, it'll be Shver the other way. That what's shot in the Mandiyam over here, Bezdin, and over there, it just says Edom, and it doesn't say Bezdin. But that, you have the Hezbir of the Gemara on the top of Kufayin Aleph, because over here they did their Shlichos, it's the same man, the Edom. They were made once, they can't be made again. Shenkin before, it's different Edom. As Lefila Rashbam, it's good the differences in the Sugya, but Tais Lashitasi, that Taisus learns, it's talking about before when Bezdin wrote the Shtar, why over here the Edom? That's what Taisus says. And Taisus says, Shani Hocha, that you cost me with Ashneim, the Loiv is here. Okay, we're talking about Pirayin when the Loiv is there. Mashenkin, the mission before Mochak, we're talking about when the Loiv is not there. That's one din in Taisus, the end of Taisus, a little din. the Iker Nidin of Taisis is Klapi another Noise. Klapi the Indian of if you're Koisim Mizman Rishon or not. Over here, Bain and Rav, Bain and Rabbi Yehuda in the Bryce, it says you're Koisim Mizman Rishon. Taisis Krada learns, there's a Havamina, there's a Nachman that learns you're Koisim Mizman Hasheni. The Shail is, what about in the Sugi before? As Taisis is Medayik der Shpam, in the Mishnah before, on Kuv Samaches, that the Mishnah says, V'oisin loikim, and you write, and you, the Edom are made, Ish Pliny ben Pliny, Nimchak Shtar B'yayim Pliny. So when you read the Mishnah, you can learn the Edom are made, that it was Nimchak Shtar B'yayim Pliny. Abder Shpam learns the Mishnah that it's not that they made it was Nimchak B'yayim Pliny, but they write in the Shtar that it's Nimchak B'yayim Pliny. As the few there is Bam, why are you writing in the Shtar that it's Nimchak B'yayim Pliny? As Taiz Medayik, there's Bam, that there's Bam holds it over there by Shtar Shen Nimchak. You write this Man Harishin. And that's how the Re holds in Taizis also. And Taizis himself, he says that you could have learned differently and there would be a Dik, not that way, because over there in the Brisa says, a lashon of hoitzi shtam moich mochuk biyoim pliny, as it's mashma you're writing the zman of the mechika. Teif ablamaisa teisus boys in the gemara and baba kama sadik chesam ibeis that if you serif the shtar, you write the write a new shtar and it's mashma you don't lose. If you're writing from the zman hasheni, then you're losing out a little bit. As teisus at the end. Feels always like it's Mduyik and Rishbam and Mefurish and the Ri, that over there you write from these Zman HaRishon. Sfrek Taisis, that Rav Nachman over here has a Havamina, that you write in our Mishnah from the Zman HaSheni, as why is it different than the Tzir of Mochak over there? Taisis says three terutzim on this shayla. That's the big arichus of Taisis. One teretz, very interesting, is that over here the reason why you can't write this man sheni, the nidin is because if you're gonna write this man sheni, if you decide that you can't write this man rishin, is Taisis learns on kufayin aleph because there's a chashash muktam. The Gemara Grada uses other words, but Taisis learns it's near a kamuktim, and people are going to think a shtar muktim is kosher if you're going to write this man rishon. When are they going to think it's muktim over here when it's nifra the shtar and you're writing a new shtar? Mashenkein by shtar that's mochuk. The lashon of Taisis is all you're doing is you're mitik the original shtar. You're recopying the original shtar. You're not changing your cues there. As everyone knows, it's like you're rewriting the original shtar. As this Taisis is a makor to the vort we said in the Rashbam, that the Rashbam learns that the Edom could rewrite the shtar because over there you're not writing a new shtar, you're rewriting a shtar. As a mele, even Edom Achirim could make that you're rewriting the old shtar. Mashenkin over here in our Mishnah, where you're changing what you wrote in the shtar, that's called you're writing a new shtar. That's one mahalach in Taisis. Another mahalach in Taisis, and this is a very sadistic mahalach, is that Taisis handles handles how could you stam write another shtar? Azok Taisis, he has a very interesting din over here by shtar shenimchak. Dan's Taisis, Efshir, when it's Nimchak, the original shtar, you should say the original shtar is Bato, and you can't be Goyver from Mishubadim. Zog Taisis, no. He brings a Gemara that we had before, that a Milval Pef would make a call, you'd be able to be Goyver. As Muchach Betzim, you don't need the shtar. The shtar is just Eichet Timson to make a call. As Zog Taisis, being that a shtar is just Eichet Timson to make a call, Zim Kane, even if it's Nimgach the Shtar, you could still be Goyva mi Mishabdi. Before in this Taisis, the Taisis has a Nidin, one of the most famous Chakiras of the Achreinim, in the Lomdus of Shtar. How does the Shtar work? Is the Shtar just a Chatimsa to make a kol? Or you need the Shtar to have a schus to be goyvam mimishubodim? The Achreinim done it by Achrayis Tai Sefer in the Sugya and many other Sugyas the Achreinim done. In this Taisis, it's Pamish Mefurish Shakla Vitarian Taisis. Taisis had a Havamina that you need the Shtar to be goyver from the Chasim Mishubadim, and therefore it's Nimchak the Shtar. You can't be goyver from the Chasim Mishubadim. Bring Taisis Araya not that way, because a Milval Pef would have a call. You could be goyver. As you see, the Shtar is just a Chetimsa to make a call. However, even though there is such a diik, however, there's a mocker from Taisis Le'idach Gisa also. Taisis says that the second shtar is only L'raya Balmo when you're writing the second shtar. Why? Because the first shtar was already M'shabed de Nechosim. As a Mela, the second shtar is only a Gilu Milsa Balmo, Raya Balmo. As the Dikta Gloshin of Taisis is that the shtar shafs the Shiva Nechosim, the first shtar. As we already saw, the Nidin, how do you understand a shtar? We saw in the Sugi of Oisius Nignis B'Mesira, the bottom of Kusamach Teh Samad Beis, we saw that certain Rishayim hold that Oisius Nignis B'Mesira is only by a shtar Kinyan, not by a shtar Raya. And Nidin was we saw the Taisis learns that no, Shtar Milva is a Shtar Kinyan because it makes a Shibud. The Rush learns not that way. No, Shtar Halva is not a Shtar Kinyan. It doesn't make the Shibud. It's just a Chetimsa to make a call. The Chayr in Taisis over here is Mefurish that the first Shtar shafts the Shibud. Aye, but we said in the Hemshech of Taisis is Mefur that even if the Shtar is erased, still the Shibud is Kayim. Now the Teretz is Poshit. You need the Shtar to shaft the Shibud. As a Shtar that shafts the Shibud by writing the Shtar and giving the Shtar, the Shtar shafts the Shibud. But the Shtar doesn't have to create the Shibud kol rega verega. Once it made the Shibud, as all you need is there should be a kol afterwards, and that's enough. As Taisis is Meduyik, the Shtar shafts the Shibud. And even if the shtar is not around anymore, we don't care, because once the shaf created a kol, it has a koyach to shaf a shibud. As even if the shtar won't be around anymore, filu hachi, you'll still be able to be goyva. That's mavur. So grace ashlama to what we spoke about in Kuf Samach Teh Samach Beis, how does shtar work? You see in this tesis over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.